Good morning. It's Blake, Kelly, and Todd on Coast 93.1. Pow! Kelly got really aggressive.
Well, there's a reason for
on
that.
On TV, you mean?
Yeah. We did
it. But she got it right.
She
nailed it.
Yeah. Well, it's because
it's almost like you knew the question.
Well, I didn't, but I got excited because he was asking me names of songs in the past hour, and I couldn't name any one songs.
I'm so bad at that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that was why I gave you that. Why I made
you gave me a softball, Blake.
I thought it was, but
I swung and missed because on the spot, like, I just couldn't think of anything.
Neither could I. So I got scared. Yeah. So I said to him, don't ask me this question on TV. So when he asked me not that question, I got super pumped, and that's why I got pumped.
I said, name an award aside from the Grammys that famous people win. And Kelly's like, Emmys, Oscars, Golden Globes, pow!
Bam!
It's like, oh my God.
Blake actually like cowered in the corner.
Whoa. I thought she was going to like break something. Hulk smash!
That was me like high-fiving myself.
Trashing the computers. And
like, kids, you don't have
dementia.
She
rips her shirt off, right? Yeah, like they do, like the wrestlers do.
Yeah, but just the turtleneck part.
Yeah, rip the neck off.
Shreds it.
And then I start like getting chilly, like, ooh, what's that? The breeze.
Look at that! Clavicle!
Clavicle. That's amazing.
This is fascinating. There's a rumor going around that old folks are putting loofahs on the tops of their cars to show that they're swingers.
Wow, good for them.
Right?
Yeah.
This is so funny.
A loofah? Is that the sponge thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Like in the shower.
Yeah.
A loofah. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. It helps exfoliate.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Seniors are supposedly tying loofahs to the tops of their cars to tell people they're swingers.
Okay.
But there's also some people who think it's only so that they can figure out which car's theirs in the parking lot.
That is the worst moment. Man, isn't that an embarrassing moment when you walk out and you literally cannot find your car?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You walk around the parking lot.
You're like hitting your button.
Yes.
On the keychain.
Beep, 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 beep.
How often does this happen?
All the time.
Like in an airport. Airport, like parking garage.
Oh,
that's
those are terrible. Yes.
It's so hard.
Yeah. But like if you're just like at Walmart or something and you go out and you can't find your car.
It happened to me just at Trader Joe's. Literally.
Okay, that's concerning.
Well, that is, because that's a small parking lot.
Yeah, sure it is.
It's actually way too small.
It's concerning
in the
moment.
There aren't enough spots, Blake. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the on marginal way, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, this weekend we went out, we took Wyatt out, and we parked at the mall, and I had to out loud say, D3, everybody.
Wow.
So I remembered where we parked.
Yeah.
I say it out loud.
So did you walk out of the store going, where's the D? Where's the D? Where's the D?
But I did walk out saying, oh, here we go again. I can't find my car.
Yeah. How is it that you can't? I mean, this is a little
concerning.
I'm telling
you, this is the beginning of the end.
At Trader Joe's. Like,
yeah.
It really is. It's like an abnormally small parking lot.
And my car is kind of large. It kind of sticks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is concerning.
Yeah. It is especially concerning when you have a cart and there's like curbs and you can't go over like the curbs. So you have to go all the way around the aisle.
Right.
Oh, then it's like everybody knows.
Kelly's taken 3 laps in the Trader Joe's parking lot.
She's got to get her steps in.
Yeah. I should start power walking.
Now
so
you know what
like
to
that.
Do is tie a loofah to your car.
There we go.
Except
I have
that you
not
maybe...
seen a loofah yet on a car.
I can't.
I haven't either.
For the record.
Yeah.
So.
I'm ready for it.
Know of many.
Well, Todd, that's your type, so. Old women.
Oh,
older
there's my
women.
Girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hello,
ooh,
Phyllis.
It's a loofah day. Todd's got your new Center Main forecast.
All right. Today, partly sunny, so much better than the weekend. We'll have highs between 40 and 45 degrees. Tonight, it gets colder again. Lows in the teens. Tomorrow's high 30, mostly sunny. And then tomorrow night, we're going to see some light snow. Looks like an inch of accumulation.
All righty.